This is the 3BAM Podcast.
You can do the intro if you want.
This is the 3BAM Podcast.
You interrupted.
Oh, do it again. Sorry.
This is 3 beers and a mic.
Estamos haciendo el 3BAM Podcast.
This is 3BAM Podcast.
This is 3BAM Podcast.
This is a 3BAM Podcast.
This is the 3BAM Podcast.
This is a
3BAM
Podcast.
This is 3 beers and a mic.
Get your notes.
I do. But see, the cool thing about us is that we don't really, we don't really have notes. We have outlines, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of a...
See, here's mine from last week.
Yeah, a crumpled piece of paper. That's your...
See?
Yeah, that's awesome. And it just... It, what does it just say? It just says video games?
Yeah, it just says intro. TV, movies, video games. That's what Adam said to talk about.
Oh, dude,
yeah.
that's fantastic.
It was fun.
All right, let's start the show. Welcome back, everybody, to the 3 Beers and a Mic podcast. We are here on a Monday, and I am missing football, so... I'm recording it at home so I can watch after the podcast. It's the 49ers and the Browns. You guys don't care. But we got the original three back after a month or something. A month and a half. We've been really busy the last few months, or last few weeks. And we finally found a day where we can all record together. So, hello, Adam. Hello, Dwayne. Nice to see you guys.
Hello.
What's up?
So, we got a lot to catch up on. Really good stuff. Big movie review today. We're going to do some questions. Someone is back in the Marvel Universe who left.
Maybe.
We've got some...
Oh, you heard that news too?
Yeah, I did. We got some...
rumor.
Yeah, we got some Netflix talk. We got some Triple Force Friday news. So a lot of really good stuff this week. But as always, before we get to the questions, what are we drinking? Adam?
I still think we need to go back to like... try to get people to guess what Adam's drinking.
Yeah, well, he kind of branched out for a little bit, he went back to the three norms, which is either you can put a poll up, Dos Equis, Lean and Kugel, or Bud Light. And that's it.
Corona sometimes, right?
Corona sometimes. You don't bring that a lot.
It's usually Dos Equis, though.
Dos Equis is better. Tastes good.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's what he's got.
Are you chewing on your gum?
Not today.
Okay, good. Thank God. Yeah. All right, Dwayne, what do you got?
That is a good thing. I have the Erdinger Oktoberfest. It's a Weissbrau.
I haven't had
it yet.
You weren't here last week. I had a new beer, and it tasted nasty.
Demi liked them. She drank them all.
Oh, yeah?
She drank all the beer. That is that's very new. She drinks half a beer and leaves the rest.
No, she drank like two or three of them. He left like three, I think.
Yeah. Wow, that's impressive.
No, it was, I forget what it was, but it was like a malt. Pure. It's like a malt with the flavor.
What do you think of the Erdinger?
It's all right. It's not very weissy. Like there's not a ton of
flavor. It's not labeled as a Hefeweizen.
No.
It's labeled as a Weissbrau. So it might be a mixture of a standard Oktoberfest beer with maybe like a Hefeweizen. I don't know. I've had two of them at home. I thought it was pretty good. I saw it was on sale at Specs, so I bought it.
It's not like like heavy flavors.
Okay.
It's light.
Cool. Yeah, I'm trying to stock up on the Oktoberfest stuff because October's coming to an end. Where is the St. Arnold's pumpkin beer?
I haven't seen it.
It's usually out by now, right?
No.
It's October 7th.
I know, but I think it's later in the month. Like it's that like mid-October to Thanksgiving time that they release it. Because it's not a Halloween beer.
Yeah, I know. You're right. They don't market it as a Halloween beer, but when I think of pumpkin beer, I think Halloween.
You're right.
Yeah. That's what I think. Plus, they try to make the bottles look all scary and stuff. They put goats on them. So, I mean, that's just what I think. Anyways, I am drinking the Sam Adams Cherry Wheat, and I do not know why this beer is not available year-round.
I've been trying to look for it. I couldn't find it.
Well, I found it at a grocery store just down the street, so it's in this area. So maybe it's sold out in your area or not available.
Kroger's, but you know, I can't buy it because I'm working. And when I look around where I live, nothing.
Well, you can have this one. I brought two. It's really good. Sure. Yeah.
You know, but it always
I don't know why it's not year round. It's really good.
It kind of reminds me of a cherry Tootsie Pop.
You said that before.
Like the aftertaste.
Yeah. I mean, it's a hint of cherry. That's what's awesome about it is you can tell it's got the Sam Adams base and it's just slight cherry. So because I don't like fruity beers, this is really good. I've bought 2 6-packs and I have 2 left. And they're awesome. I'm gonna try to get some more. But I guess it's just a fall brew.
It's kind of
when I see it. I don't know.
When do cherries come
in? Blossom?
Into...
Dude, I don't know.
Well, the trees blossom in.
Yeah.
Spring.
I think the spring. Yeah, that would be
so
my
assumption.
So then
they harvest and then they got to make it.
They got to make it.
That makes it sense that it'd be out in the fall.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. All right. So do we got any questions this week?
We do, actually.
Sweet. That's like one of my favorite parts of the show.
All from Instagram this time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The best was some company just commenting on stuff. They just put 4 hearts, and Jamer's time was like, what a great question.
That's awesome.
But then he asks, what are you going to be for Halloween?
We just talked about this past weekend. I'll go first. I'm going to be Kylo Ren.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have the lightsaber. I have the helmet, and I found a really cheap robe and like black turtleneck on Amazon for like $25. So the costume is complete and it didn't cost me much. And I figured, you know, with Rise of Skywalker coming out, it'd be appropriate. So that's going to be my costume. My wife is going to be female Darth Vader. So, not like, you know how they make those,
the sexy
Darth Vader costumes. That's all she said. She goes, you know, all these are like sexy Darth Vader costumes. Why don't they make like a regular one? I'm like, because that's just the way it is. And she goes, I'm going to find a female regular Darth Vader with like the chest plate and the whole 9 yards. And she actually found one. And, the helmet that I have, was a Black Series Darth Vader helmet actually fits. So she's going to wear that. And it looks pretty cool. So we're going to have a Star Wars theme. My daughter wants to be Belle from Beauty and the Beast. That was the costume she picked out, so that's what she's going to be.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you, Dwayne?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't really know.
Adam, are you going to dress up as anything?
I don't know.
Are you going to be Dracula again?
I keep trying to convince Demi to do
it. I was Dracula one time.
I know, but that's the costume that I always see you in. Like, just that's just in my mind.
That was the only costume we've ever seen you.
Yeah. Well, that's true, yeah. I don't know if you've been to one of the Halloween parties after that, but...
He has. He just didn't dress up.
Yeah. That was the 2010 Adam, and you were Dracula, and that's it. So that's what you are until you're something different.
Okay.
So you're trying to convince...
I'm always trying to convince Demi to do Popeye and olive oil.
That would be awesome.
I know.
Dude, you can get I have one of those corn cob pipes.
Oh, I have several.
Okay, yeah, good. You get a fake muscle suit. You get a can of spinach. Yeah.
You know, it's not a popular
sailor
thing.
Hat. That's easy.
No, there's a whole Popeye costume. It's like $20.
Does she not want to be olive oil because she doesn't know who it is?
No, she just wants to do her own thing.
Okay. Yeah, I was, I'm against couples wearing the same shirts. I don't like when couples match T-shirts.
Oh, the worst is Hawaii when they wear the same shitty Hawaiian print.
Yeah, that's I don't like
and
that.
Shirt.
But for Halloween, couples costumes, I'm down with. Like that is, I think, is cool. Like 2 years ago, we were Gamora and Star-Lord, and we got like a lot of compliments. So when you're with your mate and you're dressing up together, I think that's cool. Just don't wear. What are those shirts that say like I'm with him, I'm with her? I hate that. That's the worst.
Yeah.
Whenever you're in the mall or in a theme park or just walking down the street, nope. I don't like that. But matching Halloween costumes, I'm okay with. All right, next question.
from Herb Cloutier again. He's got a couple questions for us.
Okay.
One you're going to really like.
Okay.
First one, what three beers would go best when viewing Netflix Daredevil, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Avengers Endgame?
So you pick one beer for each one of those. Okay, so Daredevil to me is like a dark beer.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, like a pecan porter or something.
Yeah,
something with like this like kind of heavy.
And how about a Guinness?
A Guinness is good. Guinness. Yeah, you gotta drink it slow, and it's very filling, and you may have a second one, but you regret it. So yeah, that's that one.
Guardians of the Galaxy. I'd go Natter Days.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine. Something light and just you can drink a ton. That's fine. Yeah, I'll go with that. And then
Avengers Endgame.
Avengers Endgame.
That's a serious
beer. I would want something epic. Like you pour it and like I would go Rodeo Clown. That would be my Endgame beer. Something that finishes real nice, that's strong, that so kind of gets your buzz going.
A heavy IPA. Yes. I think that's a double.
Double IPA. That's me. But I know you don't like IPAs.
No. But we're just answering the question for
yeah.
So
I would go with a heavy IPA, especially a Rodeo Clown.
Or maybe something like Prairie's Bomb, a Prairie Bomb.
Oh, I'm okay with that. Yeah, those are awesome.
It's a big, flavorful.
Sure. $9 a bottle. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Packs a big punch.
That's a good question.
Mine would be a Dos Equis.
Yeah, I know.
A Dos Equis. Corona and a Bud Light.
Life by life. Jeez. And for the last one would be a Michelada.
Okay. That's... Dude, I would love to see you drink a Michelada. I can actually make a pretty good Michelada.
I like them, but they don't make... Not everybody can make them good.
Do you like it with like Valentina in it, or do you not want the hot sauce? Do you just want it lime-based? Because I can make both. Or do you like tajin? Which one do you like?
No, I just buy it at the seafood place. It's got a lemon and it's got chili and it's got
okay. The seafood Mexican places do a lime tajin base. They don't add Valentina. I can do that.
What is Valentina?
Valentina sauce is the red sauce that comes in a. It's like $2 at Fiesta. It's like a hot sauce you put on like your.
Label, my right? buddy came from out of town like 2 weeks ago and. Michelas has to have Clemente, you know.
You can have Clamato if Clamato. You want to. I can do that one too. But Valentina's if you want it really spicy. It's the hot sauce you put like on your frutas when you go and you get the cucumber and mango and you put some hot sauce on it. That's Valentina. All right, go ahead.
So his other question is, if you were Moon Knight, what beer do you think would be his choice in his alter ego, Mark Spector?
Oh, man, that's a wonderful question. All right, so...
Or would they drink the same?
No, Mark Spector would drink like a blonde.
He said Mark is a PBR
okay.
or a pills drinker.
Sure, that's fair. something light, something easy, something that's not too dark. Like I figure like a blonde beer would be kind of his rich guy drink. Moon Knight... I want to think of a beer that...
Iron Maiden's?
Yeah, like something that just screams crazy.
Iron Maiden has a beer.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Like, I think Moon Knight would drink something that Stone would make. Like a bourbon barrel-aged something. Like something that's barrel-aged that has bourbon in it.
The Woot Stout?
Yeah, sure. That's a good one. Yeah. So, like, I just see him drinking like a Stone... offshoot. Like Stone makes a bunch of different IPAs and double box and all this type of stuff. I see him being a Stone drinker. Plus it's got the devil horns on the bottle and stuff.
Oh, that's the, what is it called? That's the type of beer. That's a style of beer that they sell.
Yeah.
That one.
I just, that's what I see him drinking. Ah, I love that question.
So Bernie piggybacked off of it and he said, name the beer for all of his alter egos.
Oh my god!
I don't know.
We're not gonna do that. That's a funny question though.
Our buddy Suicide Fox, which brewery has the best Oktoberfest? Now, if we go in any You know what I'm going to say. Polliner.
Yeah. I mean, that one is the standard. I drink Polliner even when it's not Oktoberfest, you know, time.
Yeah.
They're it's available year round. It's really good. But okay. if we want to exclude that, because that's kind of like a cheat
code. Do you want to go like U.S. or just local or something like that?
Yeah, we can do just like something that's made in the United States.
Well, this one right here is a good one.
Yeah, Sam and Adams makes a really good Oktoberfest. It's really good. Carbach makes a good Oktoberfest.
St. Arnold's does too.
St. Arnold's makes a good Oktoberfest. There's quite a few. But out of all of those, I think probably Sam Adams. That one's really, I mean, I brought it for a reason. It's really good.
What about you, Adam? He's like, Dos Equis.
He's never going to drink Oktoberfest. That's just not possible.
You might like an Oktoberfest.
No, he won't.
Our buddies from the Movie Gap. What is your favorite horror film and your favorite horror death kill?
Ooh. I'm answering first a lot, but I've told you guys this many times. My favorite horror movie ever made is called The Descent.
Yeah.
That movie is awesome. I've talked about this before on a podcast, but it's about like a group of like four or five women who one of them had a really bad tragedy. Her husband and her daughter were killed in an accident, and she's been in mourning for like 3 years. Her friends finally say, look, let's get you out of the house. Let's go on a cave exploration. Like, let's go cave spelunking. One of them is a daredevil and decides to go off the beaten path. And they start traversing these cave pathways that have never been traversed before. And then the scariness starts. So it's very claustrophobic. It's very, like, just nerve-wracking and just, it gets you on the edge of your seat. I remember seeing this movie in the theater because it got such good reviews, and I was blown away. I love that movie. Now, my favorite death kill in a scary movie, that's a little difficult.
Well, I'll go my favorite.
Actually, I do know one.
But horror movie,
yeah,
would be Nightmare on Elm Street. I still love that movie. I think it was one of the first horror movies I ever saw.
The first one?
I think so.
Okay.
And I still like it.
Yeah. Dude, I love the classic Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween movies. I watch those every year.
Like the,
I like not, the Halloween.
Not Halloween 2, though, right?
No.
It was
no,
2 or 3. It was, with the,
yeah, it was 3. It was just, H2O or something like that?
No. The no, one no, where no, the, it was, wasn't, had nothing to do with Michael Myers.
That was, I think, 3. Yeah. Three, it was 3
that,
or 4.
That wasn't. Stupid.
No, that was a.
I like Halloween.
It was Halloween 3, like The Curse of the Witch. It had a really bad like yeah, subtitle.
But it had nothing to do.
It
with
had
Michael
nothing
Myers.
To do with Michael Myers. Yeah, you're right. It was 3. I'm pretty sure. Aaron will get on her ass if we don't get that right. Do you have a favorite horror movie that you?
Yeah, Halloween.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, favorite death kill can like my mind immediately goes to Final Destination, because. Every single movie, and Saw 2 as well.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of the Final Destination movies that I've seen, and Final Destination 2.
What's the one where the kid steps off the curb and gets hit?
I think that was the first one. Yeah, where he's talking to his girlfriend. He's like, why don't you guys just grow?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Smacked. There was one where there was a nail gun. I think it was 2 or 3. It might have been 3. Where there's these guys are fighting in like a Home Depot type place, and they're just arguing over what's happening, and one of them gets pushed into a display, and the guy trips over a nail gun cord, and his back of his head hits the nail gun, and the trigger is just going bam bam, and it's just shooting him with constant nail gun darts.
I've only seen the first.
That one was super brutal. Yeah. So whichever one that's from, that was the one where I was looking at. I'm like, man, that's a really terrible way to die. Because he was alive halfway through. It was awful. Yeah.
Mine, actually, though, I don't know if it ended up in a death, but remember in Chucky where he cuts the guy's, like, Achilles tendon?
Oh, man, yes. Holy crap.
I think it ended in his death, but just that. I'm like, that hurts so bad.
I do remember that.
Ah.
That's a bad one. Yeah. Oof.
You got one? Of course not.
All right.
No, I don't have
any. Next question.
That's all we got.
Okay. Those are all really good. Thank you, guys. So you can follow us on Facebook, 3 Beers and a Mic. We're on Instagram, 3 Beers and a Mic. Twitter, 3 Beers and a Mic. We love your questions. We love to answer them. They're always really good. So we thank you so much.
We sure do.
So sticking with, let's get into some topics for the week. Sticking with our October theme, we have a new record holder for the highest grossing opening weekend of an October film ever.
Yeah, it's October though.
Yeah, but still, yeah, there's been some big movies coming out in October.
Oh, sure.
Name one.
The Joker.
Name another one.
Venom. Venom came out in October.
Yeah.
And it made like $85 million.
Because it came out in October.
I know. So it's not a really big month for movies, right? Because you're getting into the holiday stuff and everything comes out in November and December. I get all that. But for $94 million in October, when people are back in school, back in college, back to work, no holidays in sight.
It's still a weekend, though.
That's
because there's
that's
nothing
really
else
good.
Out there that's...
What, yeah, what else is in the movie?
Yeah,
I mean,
what
nothing,
else?
Really. But that's a great haul for a movie. So Adam saw it, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
All right, and I saw it. And I know Dwayne will probably wait till it's out on video because ever since we started talking about this movie last year, you have not been intrigued.
Me neither. Right? I wasn't intrigued until one of my buddies told me it was good. So I went and see it. It was okay. It's okay.
All right, let's start with you first. No spoilers, right? No spoilers. We'll try to keep it as minimal as possible. You went in, you walked out. Was it better than you thought?
Well, this is not what I thought it was, you know?
Okay.
You know?
But was it better or worse? So you weren't as excited.
It was
your buddy told you it was
better,
good.
Sure, a little bit better.
Okay. So you went in with a mind track of...
I wasn't going to see it, actually.
That's crazy, man. God,
I didn't like the you know, the advertisement didn't attract my attention.
Okay.
Until my buddy says, oh, he kills all these people. I said, okay, I'll go see it.
But
I didn't think he was going to kill anybody.
Shh, dude, don't know spoilers. I told you. I told you that.
Come on. Okay. Killing is not...
Yes, there are people who die.
I know.
Yeah, okay.
That's what all the controversy is about.
But, and we'll get into that, actually. I'm going to mention some of that stuff. So, did you like the way that Joaquin Phoenix portrayed the Joker? Did you think his acting was good?
Of course he is.
Okay.
He's a great actor.
Thank you. For the love of God, man. Dude, he was... If he's not nominated for an Academy Award, I will be shocked. First of all, he lost like 60 pounds. He is deathly skinny in this movie. That in itself is amazing.
You sure? It's not just CG?
No. Because when he's been on his interviews, on his all the late night talk shows, they ask him about the weight loss. They're like, how did you do it? And he goes, the first month was the worst. And he goes, after you've lost about 35 pounds, you're just in the zone. You know, you're eating your carrots and your oatmeal and you just shed weight. And if you can get through the first 4 weeks, your mind enters the carefree zone of just not needing food. But he goes, that first month was horrible. He goes, I wanted to quit. I didn't want to do this anymore because I was just craving everything. But I would get my portion of oatmeal and carrots and you know, grilled chicken, and that's all I could eat. But then he goes, after the first month, it was easy. So
you should have just gone on the Alone show.
Oh, the one that you were talking about? Yeah.
When you have nothing to eat, you know, you don't worry about it.
No, it's fair. So you liked his acting, right?
Well, of course.
Did you like the story they were telling?
It was different.
Okay, that's
fine. It was not a typical Joker story.
Yeah, and that's why it was awesome. Okay, did you like Robert De Niro playing the talk show host?
He was okay.
I thought he was awesome. I thought he was great.
Johnny Carson. Right?
He was kind of like the old throwback to Johnny Carson.
I never liked Johnny Carson. So
really,
yeah.
I love the Carson show.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Fair enough. And I love the time period it took place in. It looked like it was kind of like early 80s, maybe late 70s,
yeah,
right?
Late 70s.
I love that.
Late 70s.
Yeah, that was really cool. Okay, so without going into too many spoilers, you thought he was a good actor.
Of course.
You thought he played the character well.
Yeah.
You just maybe didn't like the story as much.
It's different.
Yeah. Were you going in expecting like an action movie?
No.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure that you weren't expecting
artsy.
Like,
that's what I expected. Artsy fartsy.
It's not that. All right. So on a scale of 1 to 10.
I mean 8.
Like an 8? 8 out of 10? Okay. I saw this movie yesterday. And it's It's phenomenal. The movie is phenomenal. I don't think you'll like it, Dwayne.
You're the only person that I've heard say that.
It
Everybody
is,
has kind of the same opinion.
It is
Adam.
Fantastic. The
no,
way
I won't like it. It's a bad guy movie.
Yeah, you're going to hate it. The way that Todd Phillips portrays Joker is, of course, they want you to feel sorry for him, right? In the previews, you see him getting beat up by a bunch of kids who steal his sign. You see him getting beat up on a subway. And obviously, throughout the movie, he keeps getting shit on until he decides, all right, well, I'm done with this, right? Okay, that's the most spoilers I'm going to tell you. So the way that they portray it is trying to show you that the way that we treat each other as a society can lead to someone who will become a crazy, like, narcissistic murderer and
psychopath.
Like a psychopath. And the way that they do that is just, it's such a genius way. Taxi Driver did a movie. I mean, did this movie
already. I've heard many people reference.
They've done it already. The controversy that's surrounding this movie is not, should not be as big as it is. There is nothing in this film that has not been shown in numerous other movies.
I know, but everybody's hypersensitive now.
I know. There's nothing that's been shown in this film that hasn't been in numerous other... freaking American Psycho is way worse than this movie. Way worse. And that movie came out in like 2000. Taxi Driver is... I just watched that the other day. Way worse than this movie. Any war movie you see is way worse than this movie. It's just, you're right, the times we live in, everything is sensitive. And so when you see a director making a character sympathetic, and that's the reason why he kills people, then the media grabs a hold and says, no, this character is glorifying murder, where I walked out of that movie thinking, well, I would never do that.
Yeah.
Like, I feel bad for him, but I would never take it to that level.
But honestly, if you look at psychopaths or serial killers or whatever you want to call them.
Sequence
killers.
Yeah.
They kind of, those people had it in them always.
Yeah, you can view a movie and you can view a video game and you can be influenced by it, or you can say, well, this isn't real.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never gonna do any of this stuff. And it just...
But if you're fucked up anyways, you're going to be fucked up. Has nothing to do with what you see, what you hear, what you do. That just helps you get there.
And this movie actually portrays that very well. It tells you that he's got something that's not right. And it doesn't glorify what he's doing. It makes him a sympathetic character until he turns the switch and starts going the opposite side. And I thought this interview with Todd Phillips was really good, because they asked him about the controversy. They said,
hey, what are you doing?
Oh, you want that one?
No, he wanted it.
No, you wanted this one. Yeah. I'm going to drink this one.
Oh, okay.
No, he can have that. They interviewed him. They're like, okay, this movie's controversial. What do you think? And he goes, well, I'm gonna spin it around on you. He goes, Batman is a guy who dresses up in a costume and is a masked vigilante, and he goes around without the approval of the police, and he just beats up and bruises up criminals. Yeah, and leaves them in the wake. But he is not being moderated by anybody. And there are some people in Gotham that think that he's working outside the law, but he's viewed
as a hero
via us as a good guy. I wanted to take someone else who dresses up in a costume, who works outside the law, who goes and, you know, murders and kills people who he thinks are doing things wrong, but he's considered a bad guy. And why is that? One of them doesn't kill, the other one does. And there's a very fine line between, do these people deserve to die or do they deserve to live? And I thought that was really poignant, is that Batman is walking the line of what the Joker does.
That's always been Batman's character, though.
Correct.
He walks that line.
He does. He walks the line between going over or
he wants to cross that line a lot of the times.
And
nobody.
The best way of describing that, which I thought had been done perfectly, and I'd never seen it done this way in any sort of media, whether it be comic books, TV, or movies, was in Batman Begins, on the train when Ra's al Ghul, it was about to crash, right? The train track had been severed and the tram is about to go over and Batman clearly can escape. And he goes, I'm not going to kill you, but I also don't have to save you. And he flies out of the tram and Ra's al Ghul dies. That was awesome. I've never seen it described that way. Yeah, he doesn't kill you physically, but he's not gonna save your life either. That was awesome. I'd never seen it expressed like that. And that's what this movie portrays to me, is that Batman, he's not gonna save you, but he's just not gonna do it himself. Joker does that. And I loved his performance. 100% Oscar worthy. This movie is an A++++. It's not better than The Dark Knight, okay? If you want me to compare, The Dark Knight is the best superhero movie I've ever seen. This is not better than that, okay? I will never say it is. Dark Knight, until I'm dead, I'm probably never going to see something better than that. But it's really, really good, and I will be 100% honest. I told Carla this on the way home from that movie. I like this better than Endgame. And that's crazy to me.
What?
I did. I liked it better than Avengers Endgame.
What?
Rebuttal, Adam?
No.
I didn't like A+. Fantastic. Everybody go watch it. Holy crap.
It's an artsy-fartsy.
And no. Carla said you're crazy.
No, she loved the movie. She goes, Rami, that's the best movie you've taken me to this year. And I said, I agree. She loved the movie.
Artsy-fartsy.
Yeah. It was just great. And here's the reason why I like it so much is because
I had a feeling it was artsy fartsy too. Just because it won acclaims at some art or movie festival.
DC
thing,
you
know? I was
DC,
like, ah, it's artsy fartsy.
DC with Wonder Woman, with Shazam and Joker, they're on a roll, man. Justice League, throw it out. I think the new Batman movie with Robert Pattinson is gonna be awesome. I cannot wait. I think they're on the right path, and I'm so excited to see what they do eventually with Green Lantern. Yeah,
but see, what's funny is they said like they're doing these one-offs, which is fine. I'm okay with that. They don't have to build a world.
Yeah.
They can do these one-off
movies.
Yeah,
that's fine.
But Shazam was not really a one-off movie.
No. You had Superman at the end. Yeah. Yeah, of course. No, but I mean just Wonder Woman, Shazam, Joker. The Justice League didn't work. Aquaman. Great movie.
Oh, yes.
Dude, we'll have to see what Wonder Woman 2 does, but
it's taking place in the 80s. It's going to be awesome. We all know this. So, I mean, they're hitting on all cylinders. These are fantastic movies. It's these solo movies are every bit as good as what Marvel
did.
Damn,
this is so good.
Isn't it awesome?
Fuck yeah. It's way better than Dos Equis.
Dude, Cherry Wheat is very, very
I love
underrated.
Cherry.
It's very underrated. Yeah, I love that beer.
You're welcome.
It's hard to find.
I introduced you all to that beer.
It's hard to find, dude.
That's actually true. I had it for the first time. Dwayne, he's like, dude, you got to try the Sam Adams Cherry Wheat. That was like 8 years ago. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's really good. So, yeah, I love Joker. It was wonderful. But let's go into the Marvel scenario for a bit because there was big news, no news, medium news. I don't know what's happening. We're going to talk about it.
Tom, I was right. What?
Yeah. So, go ahead. You tell us what you were right about. Go ahead.
Sony and Marvel made up.
Yeah.
It was a big kiss. They said, yeah, this will benefit both of us.
Funny that they didn't talk about the new terms of the deal. I haven't seen any article that
No, it's basically the same
deal. They're still getting only 5%?
No. Disney got their 30% or whatever.
They got their 30. Okay.
But it also included Venom.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah, so I know that when they came with the 50-50, Sony's like, you don't even own this character. We ain't giving you 50-50. 70-30 sounds more fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
they never came with 50-50, though.
That was just
a rumor.
Okay.
And Disney was like, no, we asked for 30%, and we said we'd pay for 30%.
All right, fair enough.
That's good.
Also, what do you think about the story that Tom Holland tried to, like, bring these two companies together?
It sounds good. I don't know.
Bob Iger came out and said, he goes, yeah, we were getting like communications from Tom Holland for us to bring this back to the table.
Because
like, he has admitted that in interviews.
Doesn't it benefit him?
Oh, yeah. Because he gets to be in Marvel movies as well as this.
He wants to stay in this world. But look what he's building for himself.
But they also built this world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Spider-Man's part of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he's Tony Stark. He's got all Tony Stark's gear. What are they going to do in the next movie? There is no Tony Stark.
Yeah. Like, he's in Far...
I mean, what are you going to do with that?
In Far From Home, they have established that Peter is going to take on the Iron Man role. I mean, he built his suit in the plane trying to mimic Iron Man.
Yeah. And
that's when Happy just, you know, he had a smile on his face. He's like, this is going to work.
So, he was happy?
Yeah, he was. So they want you got to have this, you got to have Tom Holland in the center. Like, he's a really good integral piece to expanding this world. And you keep Thor, you keep Guardians.
Now, who knows? There could be more of the deal with, like, you know, Sony could have been like, all right, well, then if you do some Fantastic Four stuff, we want a piece. You know, yeah. I don't know what the whole deal was, but
sure,
there could be more to it. But
could be.
Who cares?
Doesn't matter. So it looks like they've made up. They've come back and said, all right, we're back. Third solo Spider-Man movie coming in. Now we get to see his identity was revealed. What the hell are they going to do with that?
It's easy.
It's crazy.
Skrulls.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
Well, they introduced him in,
not only that, they have Mysterio's tech, too. So
yeah, it's true.
Or they could just say Mysterio made a hologram.
And the person who revealed this information, they're making him sound like he's some internet crackpot, like hype guy who just takes a story and blows it up when there's no truth to it. So I see what they're kind of doing with that. They're making J. Jonah be like the crazy internet Facebook dude who's just like...
Conspiracy theorist guy.
Yeah. So there's a lot of ways you can go with that where they reveal this random high school kid as Spider-Man and then show them side by side. Like,
you guys know when the next movie's coming out?
2022,
I think is what they said. Oh, yeah, 3 years.
Shit, 3 years?
Yeah.
There's going to be so much shit in between now and then.
No,
so.
I think it's 2021. They said it's in phase four.
Maybe.
Yeah, they had a new timeline where the Spider-Man was stuck in the middle between whatever and Thor. So no, it's 2021.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's a phase four official movie.
Which means they already had the story written.
Correct. Absolutely. Of course they did. So that was really good news. We're really excited to see that.
Did you hear today's news?
Go ahead.
About Moon Knight?
Yes.
The new rumor is Andrew Garfield is coming, speaking to Spider-Man, is going to be back to play Moon Knight. How do you feel?
That is awesome.
Really? I didn't think you'd say that.
I love Andrew Garfield. He wasn't the best Spider-Man, but he was a really good Peter Parker.
Right.
Yeah. In my opinion, his Peter Parker, I thought, was amazing. Spider-Man was okay. But his Peter Parker, I thought, really worked. And if you've seen him in like Hacksaw Ridge and the Facebook movie, and there's a lot of roles that he's in where he's a really, really good actor. And if you want to pick someone who's been in a previous Marvel film and change his character, they already did it with Captain America. So what? He was the Human Torch, and now he's Captain America. Big deal. Nobody cares. So if he wants to continue in this Marvel universe and he wants to be cast as Mark Spector, that would be phenomenal. I would be 100% on board with Andrew Garfield being Moon Knight.
So then it's phenomenal. Do you think Keanu would be like Warlock or something like that then?
Sure. I mean, they're trying to get him into the movies. They want him to pick the right character.
They're going
to
get Keanu in there.
If he wants to be Adam Warlock, I think that's a great character.
I think it would work.
Yeah, for sure. I think Mark Spector needs to be someone a little bit younger than Keanu Reeves. And Andrew Garfield can portray that kind of rich 30-something billionaire guy. And he can also play a crazy person. So I would love that. I would love that. I mean, just the fact that I'm getting a Moon Knight TV show. This is ridiculous.
You don't care.
I don't care. It doesn't matter, man. It doesn't matter. I can't believe I'm actually going to get to watch that.
Shit, we're only... little over a month away from Disney Plus. So
I mean, it's crazy.
Boop, boop.
Yeah. So another thing that was released recently, which involves the Avengers, was the 23-disc movie collection on 4K from Best Buy.
Of I the hope entire, they're only making like 20 of them because how many people are going
to
buy
of
that?
The entire Infinity Saga. So if you want to go from Iron Man to Endgame, you can get all 23 discs on 4K for the low, low price of $569.
Well, you know, it'll now, be on sale for $540.
Who has a 4K? Not everybody has 4K yet.
Well, I have an Xbox. I have an Xbox One X, so I have a 4K player. And I've told you guys this before. The quality is ridiculous.
But you also have to have a 4K TV. And
correct.
Adaptable equipment.
It's unbelievable. I watched Guardians of the Galaxy 1 like two nights ago. I mean, dude, it looks better than real life.
Were they drinking Natter Days?
No. Oh. They should have been. those weren't available in 2014. Wonderful. I mean, the images are just burn your eyes. They're so good. But a lot of people have come out online and said that is just a ridiculous price. But if you break it down individually,
it's like $23.
$23 a movie. A standard 4K disc is between $29 and $34. I know because I buy them all the time. So you're getting a discount.
I would never pay that much for a movie.
I know.
Me neither.
But you're getting a discount on the 4K format. So if you have none of the movies or you just want them all in high definition HD, you want 4K HD, then this is a good place to start if you're like, I just want it all in one bundle and I want it at a discount.
Still should have come in the case.
I agree. The packaging is what's off-putting people because they're saying that for this type of premium price, we want
release some new art or something.
I mean, they may update the packaging. It's possible. But I own all these movies already, so I'm not going to buy this. Even if they put it in a briefcase with glowing, infinity gauntlet stones, like I can't justify the purchase because I already own all these films.
Right.
So there's just no way that I can buy that. But I don't think the price is as bad as people are making it sound online.
I know, but for a one-time purchase, that's a big chunk of money.
Yeah, that's a big chunk.
It is. It's a really large chunk of money. And you're right. It is limited. I don't know what the number is, but it is limited to a certain issue. And it actually, when you open up the packaging, I think it's signed by like the Russo brothers or something. There's some signatures on there. I don't know who they are from.
Yeah.
So it is a special collector's edition. It's going to be for those premium collectors who are looking for just give me all the movies, all in one bundle, and I want to watch them in 4K.
Autographs.
Yeah, exactly.
But why wouldn't they do them in all the other, like, just regular Blu-ray, 4K? Like, why wouldn't they?
They are. They're re-releasing. Okay, so they've done all these movies in Blu-ray.
No, I'm saying a bundle.
What do you mean?
Like, re-releasing a bundle. Like, a whole, like, you get them all in one.
Yeah.
Like, the 4K deal.
You mean, do that in Blu-ray instead? It would be much cheaper.
Yeah.
It would be much cheaper if you did it in Blu-ray, that's for sure. But they wouldn't do it in DVD because nobody buys those.
If they're smart, they do it like comics, right? So you have the DVD, which is like the regular version, and you get it for whatever price. Then you have the variant cover that has less of them, but it's in Blu-ray.
Okay.
And then you get that super rare variant cover that's the 4K.
Okay.
And you can have different things for all of them.
That's not bad.
You could even make it look like a comic book. I'm sure the packaging.
But do people still buy DVDs? Is that a thing?
They're still available.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't sure.
If they're in the stores, people are buying them.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. Not everyone has upgraded to 4K. I know. I understand that.
Dude, even
I think
most,
Blu-ray
like,
is pretty. I mean, it's been around since like 2005.
Dude, when I rent a movie, I rent it in 720.
You don't go to the 1080p?
No, you don't notice a difference. I've rented both. I'm like, it looks the same.
That's fair. And 720 is cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is cheaper. No, you're right. Very good. All right, so speaking of streaming and renting, this topic is just for me. I just want to talk about this because I'm going to watch it this weekend, and I'm very excited.
Digital. I'm going digital, not hard copy.
Yeah.
Oh wait, not
shut
that.
Up. No. The Breaking Bad movie is coming out this weekend. And I'm going to visit my brother in Dallas. And the Alamo Draft House that's near his house is showing it on the big screen on Saturday. So we got tickets to go watch the Breaking Bad movie in an actual theater.
It's not an actual movie?
It is a movie, but it's on Netflix.
Oh.
So Netflix is going to be releasing it this Friday, and then Alamo Drafthouse is doing a special event where they're going to show the Netflix stream on their big screen. So it's not actually a movie theater release. It's on Netflix. But I just thought that was really cool because it's on a weekend when I'm going to visit my bro, and he's like, dude, the theater down the street from me is showing it on the big screen. I'm like, let's buy tickets. I know that Dwayne has not seen Breaking Bad. I know Adam has not seen Breaking Bad.
Just 2 weeks ago, I tried to watch it again.
What episode? Did you start over?
I got the two, yeah. The first two episodes.
Dwayne, if you can just make it past...
I've made it to four. Four. I still just...
I mean, he'll love... My mom even likes this show.
I know. Everybody I know likes it. I can't get into it.
Good grief.
So he has to suffer for a whole season?
Season one is amazing. But right around episode 6 or 7 is where it really starts to take off. Like, it just shoots into another, like, stratosphere. I like the first 5 episodes, but I'll agree with you that they are slower. But then episode 6, when Tuco comes in, and then it's just 6 seasons of glory. So, I mean, dude, I started watching Vikings because you told me to watch that show, and I love it, okay? It's really great. So I'm
I only watched the first season or something.
I watched 1 or 2 episodes, but it was already. I liked the, you know.
No, you're thinking of.
I'm not thinking of Vikings. What am I thinking?
Last Kingdom.
Of? Last Kingdom. That's the show I'm thinking of, and it's awesome. I do take y'all's advice, and I run with it. Yeah, I understand. I get it.
Did you?
I was thinking of the wrong show, not Vikings. Yeah. Vikings is like in season 6 or something.
Yeah, I've watched some of that. I liked it.
It's good. I've seen the first 2 seasons.
It just doesn't. It's not like I have to watch it.
Last Kingdom is awesome. I don't know how I can get you into the show. Because you tried to go back from episode 1 and you just can't do it. So, anyway, the movie comes out this weekend. I'm really excited. I'm not even going to tell you what it's about because I'm still hoping you watch the damn show. So, I'm really excited about that. I just wanted to talk about it for anyone out there who loves Breaking
Bad.
Maybe
if there's nothing on for 3 months, but that will never happen now. So
yeah, we'll see. So I know you guys talked about this last time. You kind of brought it up briefly, but so I want to give you my opinion on the Netflix weekly release stuff, right?
Yeah.
So we have bingers, and we also have non-bingers, right? We have some people who know that all the episodes are available, but they choose to watch 1 a week.
Yeah, I know people like that.
Totally cool. We also have people who wake up Friday at 1 a.m. and they want to plow through the entire Stranger Things, you know, season 3.
Yeah.
So it just depends on what works for you. And Netflix has always been flexible with that because you can do whatever you want. You can watch the entire thing in 1 day. Or you can space it out over 2 months. It's up to you. Netflix is now talking about bringing out their new releases on a weekly schedule, kind of like what DC Universe has been doing and what Disney Plus will be doing.
And I think CBS probably does it.
They do. They don't make all the shows available.
Hulu does only because it's actual TV, like current TV shows.
Correct.
So
I think Netflix is doing that because they don't have advertising dollars, right? And they want people to continually come back to their app.
Yes.
Because the more you come back to the app, the more there's a chance that you think of something that maybe catches your eye. A new comedy special, a new stand-up special, a new drama that you just say, my recommendations. Ooh, that looks pretty good.
Yeah.
If you just plow through Stranger Things season 3, you may not come back for a month until your next show is on.
Right.
And they need continual traffic into their website, and a weekly release is how
you're getting
do that.
Paid either way, though. Like you said, there's no advertising,
but
you're right.
But there has to be something that benefits them.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
By finding those,
those people that are normally stop tapping, binge watching. Yeah, they're gonna. I watch my show. Now what am I gonna do? Oh, let me go see if there's something else.
Yeah, sure.
For sure. They're going to branch out, maybe. I guarantee you that's what they're hoping for, because I think we talked about this last episode. there's so many original content shows on, like, most of the stuff when you're like trending or new, it's all Netflix shows. Like, yeah. I'm like, do they have anything else? It's just all Netflix.
It's true.
Which, you know, can be good and bad. I mean, not every Netflix show is great.
Nope.
No, they're not all great, but they're better than average. I mean, I've seen...
Yeah, but they have like hundreds of shows.
I know, now. They have a ton.
It's not like that they're, you know, they're Avengers team of shows.
No,
you know
I mean? I agree. I finally started watching on Amazon Prime Jack Ryan. Oh, have you guys seen that?
I watched the first episode.
Holy
shit. I really
shit.
Liked it. I just never got into it.
No, it's... I'm on episode 4. It's great. Because I know season 2 is coming out soon, so I wanted to... I like, I never watched this. I need to watch it.
I've never watched
it. It's wonderful.
It is.
It's really good.
Plus, like kinda... he's going to be the new Mr. Fantastic, so...
That would be great if he was. That's a wonderful casting. Who told you that? Did you see that on an internet rumor?
I think it is.
If he was Reed Richards, that would be the perfect casting.
You saw the
casting.
New Legends figure too, right?
I did.
He's got a beard and stuff?
He does, yeah. Yeah, he does. All the new Legends releases were awesome. I liked them all. They're making the new Blue Deadpool, the Fantastic Four family. There was a Warpath. There was all sorts of great stuff. That was at New York Comic Con.
I didn't mean to sidetrack.
No, that's all right. So my opinion on the weekly thing, I think it's inevitable. I think that Disney Plus is going to hit a home run with this.
But
if Netflix wants to follow suit, then
I think
okay.
It's, yeah, I think it's like, well, everybody else is doing it.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
There's no benefit to giving it all at once.
Like me, I don't like weekly things. So I'll wait until a whole bunch of episodes are already up so I can watch 6, 7, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 at the same time.
Okay. So you're going to wait until a couple of them release and you can just kind of plow through them.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah, that's cool. I think.
But again, that works to their advantage because in between that time, you're looking for other shit to watch.
It's true.
Yeah, but right Absolutely. Now, like I told you right now, I haven't streamed anything because I've been watching all these new shows and my old shows coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, and all the new shit's coming out now. So.
It is. Yeah, that's actually was my next topic. I was like, okay, so the new fall release shows have come out. I think they've already aired the new episode of Supergirl. I think Flash has come out.
Batwoman.
Yes.
I forgot to record that.
I recorded it.
It's on Hulu.
It's coming out.
Okay.
Or actually, it'll be on the CW app, but don't wait till the fifth episode.
It'll be on this week again.
Okay.
This week.
It will?
On Wednesday, I think.
Okay, I'm gonna go and record it tonight. I forgot that. So all the new the Goldbergs has already come out. Yeah, everything's coming out. I love
Superstore. Do you watch that?
No. I hear it's really good, though.
You guys should watch that.
Yeah, I hear it's really good. So yeah, all the new fall shows are coming out. We're in that time. This is Arrow's last season, right?
Yeah.
Every day that comes out, new Crisis on Infinite Earth pictures come out.
Dude, this thing's gonna be ridiculous.
It's gonna be just the best.
Because you saw what's his name said he'd come back and play Green Arrow.
Oh, the dude from Smallville, Green Arrow.
They're probably like, yeah, okay.
He's in that show.
We'll write you in.
Who is that really? This is us. He's in This Is Us now.
And that's ending.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Dude, yeah, sure. Bring him in.
Did you see the Lex Luthor interview thing?
Yeah.
Why he said he wouldn't be in it.
Yeah, because they said they didn't have a script.
Yeah, they were like, well, what am I going to be doing? I don't know.
I don't know.
When do I shoot? I don't know.
And he's like, well, then I can't commit to you. Yeah, he said it very nicely. He goes, I couldn't commit to anything because they didn't know a shooting time. And they didn't have a script for me or what I was going to be doing. So I can't say yes to nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know, he apologized to his fans. He's like, I didn't do it on purpose. It's just I asked
who?
Very general Michael Rosenbaum.
Oh. Okay.
When they asked him to come back and be Lex Luthor, he said, well, when do you need me? They go, we don't know. And he goes, well, what is my character going to be doing? They said, we don't know. And he goes, so you want me to say yes to no plans? Like, you have no plans for my character. He goes, I can't do that. So
they're like, we're waiting for you to say yes, and then we'll go write it.
Yeah. So maybe something happens where they come to him and they say, okay, we now have your story, and maybe he likes it.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a jerk about it. He just said, guys,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, but it could be also like, shit, if we do all this work and then he still says, it's not going to fit my schedule, then we're just wasting time.
Yeah, that's fair. So I'm really excited about the new CW shows. I think I'm hoping Flash gets back on track. I still have faith in that show.
I think they brought back the chin strap.
They brought back the chin strap. I saw that. Thank you, God. It's such a small thing, but he looks so much better. I'm really excited about that. So we'll see. I think these last episodes of Arrow are going to be really great. I think that Crisis is a really good way to send off this character.
Arrow's the only one I'm not caught up on.
I have four episodes left.
I got caught up on Flash, Supergirl, and Legends of Tomorrow.
I have not watched Legends of Tomorrow since season 2.
It's good.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
It was funny, really too. Good.
But I'm caught up on everything
last
except
season
that
when
show.
They weren't in the crossover. There's actually an episode they're like, so-and-so called. Oh, it must be the crossover. We can't do it this year.
Oh, they said that in the episode?
Yeah. They're like, we're too busy. We can't do the crossover this year.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, I know when they brought in Constantine, that got me kind of interested.
Yeah,
so I really liked his character.
So that... That season's really supernatural,
awesome
type stuff. So,
oh man,
it's fun.
I might need to.
I think it's
up.
Just a fun show. Like, I mean, it's time travel. Like, you can do anything you want.
Yeah, I might need to catch up. So yeah, I'm okay if Netflix starts doing that. It's fine. I mean, I don't binge watch anymore. It takes me about a couple weeks to get through. These shows, and so I'm
we
okay
went past
it.
That though. We were on to
I know next thing. All right, I just want to give
no,
you
no, we
opinion.
Were already on the next thing.
Yeah, all right,
the new season,
correct. So, are you still watching Goldbergs?
Yes,
okay, me too.
I haven't watched the new one yet, but
it's really good,
of course, it is.
It's really good. What ABC is doing, I think, starting this week is that they're bringing back a lot of their old show. Like,
yeah.
Like a lot of cast
Cheers
members. Like,
and
Cheers. And,
I saw that.
Was there a Family Matters one or a Full House one? Or there's some.
On Blackish, I think.
Blackish, there's a crossover. Goldbergs, there's a crossover. I think This Is Us, there's a crossover. There's a lot
I don't
of crossovers.
This Is Us. There was three shows though. Blackish, Goldbergs,
what's his name?
And
The Rookie. The Rookie.
Oh, The Rookies, there's a crossover. Yes. With Nathan Fillion's show. Great show, by the way.
Oh, they're doing like all their shows then? Like I only saw it for whatever was on.
No, there's like six shows that are doing crossover events. It's like old school meets new school or whatever.
But I saw like Cheers and
Cheers,
stuff
that was
like
in
that.
The Goldbergs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that looks really interesting. So yeah, the fall's back. It mixes in for me because, we've got baseball playoffs, we've got football. So that takes a lot of my TV time, but I'm trying to stay caught up. I did a pretty good job with that last year. I'm even going to go home tonight and probably watch the new Walking Dead because I'm caught up on that show.
I'm so.
Last season was really good, man.
It
was really good.
I deleted all the
season. The first season with Negan.
Jeez.
I deleted all the episodes.
So I thought last season was awesome. I thought it was great.
No, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, who cares?
Well, we'll see.
I might watch it.
Okay, so how many of us partook in Triple Force Friday? Where you actually went to the store on October 4th and tried to find some
stuff. I was there. I just didn't know what was happening.
When you texted me, you're like, is there some sort of Star Wars event?
And I was like, it's Friday. Is there like a Force Friday thing? What the hell? There's Star Wars everywhere.
Yeah. It is. It's celebrating Rise of Skywalker, the new Star Wars video game, The Fallen Jedi or whatever it's called. And The Mandalorian. So it's three Star Wars things coming out all at the same time. And
so they had like, it looked like they had regular Black Series figures and then there's some in gold boxes or something.
Yeah, those are the Chase variants, which I've never seen.
I saw Rey.
Okay, you didn't buy it?
No. It looked like Rey.
If you can, you go back and see if they still have that.
I can't. It was GameStop.
Damn it.
I walked into GameStop because that Friday too, they had all the New York Comic Con like double release. Like, some of the stuff at New York Comic Con, it's at New York Comic Con, but they have like GameStop and Target has one. And
sure.
So I went in, I was like, for a pop. And, and they just had like, tons of shit there. And then I saw all the Star Wars stuff and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then I went to Target and I'm like, what's with all the Star Wars?
Yeah. I got most of the Black Series figures I wanted. I'm missing the Mandalorian, of course, and that red stormtrooper. I can't find those two things anywhere.
I saw that too. You should have told me. I didn't know it was even going on.
God dang it.
And I probably just missed the Chase Mandalorian. Some guy at Target had it in his hand. He's like, I can't believe you guys had that. He was talking to the guy that worked there. He's like, I can't believe you guys had this.
I'm going to be sick. I mean, because I of course, I went to go traverse. I went to two different Targets and two different Walmarts.
You can't just order them online?
No.
They didn't do that?
No, they didn't. Amazon, from what I've seen, had no pre-orders on anything.
So you were hunting and you didn't ask for any help?
No.
Stupid.
Yep.
I've been out of the game too long, boys. I've had everything pre-ordered and delivered to my door. All of a sudden, there's no pre-order for the Mandalorian Bounty Hunter figure, and I can't find it anywhere, and I'm freaking out.
It'll be everywhere.
Freaking out. No, I know.
This show's coming out, so it'll be everywhere.
So that fig, maybe the picture I sent wasn't the best, but you didn't think that the 6-inch facial mapping of the figures looks better? I think it looks great.
I think it's just as well.
I mean, it's not Hot Toys quality, but it's gotten better. I mean, I compared that new Rey to my old Rey, and I mean, it's night and day.
I don't know. It's just the picture. It looked the same to me.
It looks phenomenal. No, I mean even the Marvel Legends figures. I mean, the face technology they're doing now is just unreal.
Phenomenal.
It is. I'm using that word a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. We should have had a game. How many times did Rami say phenomenal?
Every time that happens, take a shot. Yeah. Anyway, Triple Force Friday was really cool. I like when they do that type of stuff. Everything's released on the same day.
Because it used to be around May 4th, right? Like,
no, it was in September.
The regular Force Friday?
No, it was in September.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. The reason I know that is because they would try to make it right next to when the movie was released.
Right.
They can't release the figures in May when the movie comes out in December. That's a lot of spoilers. So, but they did a good...
We didn't get Rami to dress up and go to a bar this year, though.
No, he didn't. Sorry. I'll have a Kylo Ren costume, though, for next time.
Maybe I'll just be my Jedi costume again.
Maybe. All right. Well, we in the top three? Because I have a good one this week.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. So this is not top three favorite something. This is top three worst something, okay? Your top three least favorite Halloween candies.
Didn't we already?
Yeah, we have done this.
Have we done this one already?
Yes.
Yeah, because it was the black and orange.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. We've done this?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
It was probably you, too.
Damn it. Well, see, we've done so many that I forget. Have we done top three favorite Halloween candies?
Yes.
Okay. Well, shit. I thought that was a really good one. I could not remember if we had ever done that before. Yeah, the black and... I think someone said probably maybe candy corn. Yeah. So for some reason, people don't like candy corn.
I like it, but yeah, I know a lot of people don't.
Okay. Well, I do. I think candy corn's delicious. Even the pumpkin ones.
I like the autumn ones.
The pumpkin ones are a little too much.
You don't like the pumpkin ones?
It's too much candy corn.
Really?
Yeah, the candy corn is just enough.
But all the pumpkin has different flavor.
No, it's the same flavor.
Oh, it's different.
Well, damn, I thought that was a really good question. When did we do that question? I don't even remember that.
I mean, I can go look back, but I don't know. We did it before because I remember talking about the black and orange peanut butter. Ugh,
those things are disgusting.
Generic.
I like the orange ones. The peanut butter ones are good.
You mean the orange and the black wrapped candies are different? They taste the same.
I don't know.
It's the same candy.
Yeah, it's peanut butter. I like it.
Are they peanut butter?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. What are the ones that are the peanut butter striped? Are they called zebra candies?
Zebra candies, yeah.
Those are man, good. Those suck.
Those are good, damn it.
No, they're not.
I don't know what those are. That must be
Do you also like Charleston Chew?
Oh, I love Charleston Chew.
Really?
Yeah.
The marshmallow in the middle?
I don't like those.
No, best you freeze it and then you throw it on the ground and break it into small pieces.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I have never heard of that.
Never heard of it either.
It's on the package. You can read it.
Oh, damn. Come on, Rami. Top three.
All right. Well, I was trying to do a Halloween-themed one, but that didn't work.
You could go, Let's just go top three. Do we do top three horror movies?
We've done that before, I know. I could do top three favorite Halloween costumes that you've ever had. Because I definitely have a top three of that.
I think we did that too.
Have we done that one as well?
I don't remember that one.
I mean, Adams is going to be Dracula.
Yeah. Dracula. Well, because remember, the Halloween costumes from yesteryear were just like a garbage bag and like a plastic mask.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like those things were not good.
But look, they were awesome.
One time I
wore my Batman for like
werewolf
months.
Werewolf costume hat with the arm, with the, you know, arms. Plus I had just a coat.
Okay. So, but when you put that on, you felt like you were that character, even though the costume.
Yeah. Dude, I wore my Batman mask for like 6 months.
I was a teenager back then.
Until it broke.
What year did you guys stop trick or treating?
I mean, officially, or like I kept trick or treating just
no,
to
like
get candy.
Like officially. No. Like where you said, okay, I'm done with this.
I think it was like sixth grade, maybe. Around there.
Mine was seventh. After my junior year.
Sixth, seventh grade.
After my like junior high first year, when I went into eighth grade, I'm like, okay, I'm too old.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't going to be one of those kids that showed up in like t-shirt and jeans and be like, trick or treat.
Like, no, if you're going
to. I'll just stay home and eat the candy
at my house. If you're going to trick or treat at 17, you better wear a costume.
Yeah.
You're not going to show up in pajamas and say, give me candy. I ain't giving you nothing.
No, you just break it in half and give it to the two kids that don't have costumes.
Out of our top...
The mini Milky Way. Here you go.
Out of our top three worst candies, did anybody say when the person who gives you fruit or apples or whatever? I hope someone said that.
I think we discussed that, though.
Yeah, we
did. I did. Like, 1 year, I felt bad. I took the fruit because, like, there was a huge group of us. And the guy's giving out candy. You give out candy. And then I got up there, and he's like... There's, like, me and another kid, and he's like, I'm sorry, I ran out. I have a pear. I'm like, I'll take it. I just felt bad. I know
he took the pear
because he felt bad. Like he's like, I want to give you something. I don't even like pears.
Oh my god, you took the pear! Holy crap!
And then I threw it at his house. No, I didn't.
Oh man, that's awesome.
I felt bad for the guy. You could tell he was like, oh man, like he was new to the neighborhood. He didn't know there's gonna be a million kids.
Dude, I would never take the pear. I'd just be like, nah, it's cool, man.
Well, I wasn't
going to
eat it because, you know, you bring home a pear and your parents are like, throw that away. You don't know if there's razor blades in there.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, did anybody ever know of somebody having razor blades
in
there?
No, I have never seen anyone who bit down on an apple and there was like a hypodermic syringe that like pierced through their gums.
I think
like,
that's all.
That's never like, happened.
Urban legend shit.
Yeah. Plus, that's like. You're going to know who gave you that fruit because you remember the one person. I don't know who gave me this Snickers bar, but I remember the house that gave me the peach. Like, everybody knows that. So, I don't know. Maybe we should just do three favorite fruits. Let's just do that. All right. Screw the Halloween theme. Three favorite fruits. And then we'll go from there. It can be any fruit. I don't care. Is tomato a fruit? In your opinion?
I don't think it is anymore.
Okay.
I think it's now categorized as a vegetable.
This is going to be a true random question.
But yeah, it can be.
Three for favorite fruits.
For the sake of this question, a tomato
can
be a fruit.
A tomato can be a fruit. All right. Adam, you gave me the
technically a cucumber
sign.
Is a fruit too.
It is. So you obviously know your three favorite fruits.
Well, I like...
You got to go 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Three. Watermelon.
Okay. That's a good one.
Two, cantaloupe. Oh, melon.
Like a honeydew or a cantaloupe? Because they're different.
The cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe is
not
good.
The honeydew.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, strawberry.
Why would that be of course? I wouldn't have thought that.
Strawberry. He's like, of course.
Yeah, of course, number one is just
strawberry.
Yeah.
I like everything strawberry and cherry, stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, how come cherry wasn't on your list?
Because cherries are not good.
All right, so strawberries is Adam's number one. All right, that's fine. I'll go next. Number three is a pear. I really like pears. Number two is a peach. Peaches are delicious. And number one is pineapple. That's my favorite fruit. I'm not talking about the pineapple you buy already pre-sliced. I'm talking about when you slice it yourself. Because it tastes, You can grill it. I grilled pineapple's fine. I don't like it on pizza so much.
No.
But grilled pineapple's that's okay. Wrong. I'm talking about when you slice it yourself. For me, it tastes different when I cut it my own self versus when I buy it pre-cut in a store-bought container. So pineapple number one, peach number two, pear number three.
So mine's going to be boring because I don't really like fruit.
Everybody likes fruit.
Not really.
I mean, you may not eat it all the time, but if it's in front of you, you're going to have some favorites.
If I had to pick, number three would be banana. Number two would be orange. And number one would be apple.
Boring. Those are the most generic answers I've ever
heard.
That's
what I'm saying. I don't eat fruit.
Jeez.
I do like papaya.
Yeah, you should have said that.
Not papaya. What's the...
Mango?
No, pomegranate.
Pomegranates. Oh, that's a good one. That's a dark horse.
We used to eat that all the time when I was a kid. But
dude, but do you know how messy that is to scoop out? I mean, you always break one of the beads and then it squirts. Yeah, it's the worst. But pomegranates are dope.
But I don't go out of my way to eat fruit. Like,
I mean, I don't eat fruit's delicious.
But
I
still
eat. If I had to eat a fruit, it's going to be an apple.
Like granny apple? Like the green ones?
No, red
delicious. Or the red apple. Red delicious. Okay.
Those are the best.
I like the grannies.
Preferably with like peanut butter or caramel.
That's cheating. Dip my apple in caramel and put it in chocolate sprinkles. Yeah, of course. Then it tastes amazing.
Delicious. Yeah. I like it with peanut butter too. That's not too unhealthy.
Did you like the what was it called? Ants on a Log, where it was a celery stick with peanut butter with raisins on top?
No, I hate raisins.
That was probably the worst snack I ever got in kindergarten.
Anything with raisins sucked.
I know you don't like raisins.
Oatmeal, raisin.
But let's just say celery and peanut butter in general.
Yeah, I'll eat that.
I will not. Celery sucks. Dude, that's the worst snack you can ever give a kid. I will never give my child celery
and
peanut
butter. You know why it's good?
It's not good.
No, celery is good because it doesn't taste like anything.
It does taste like something.
You can dip it into ranch and it tastes like ranch. You can dip it into peanut butter and it tastes like peanut butter.
No, celery dipped in ranch tastes like celery. Carrots dipped in ranch tastes like ranch.
Carrots are not
like when I go
good.
To like a wing
place. I will
place,
eat a carrot, but they're not that good.
You're crazy. When I go to a wing place, I ask them to bring me only carrots because I don't want the celery.
I'll eat celery.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I do.
Dude, I mean, if you want it to taste like peanut butter, just eat a spoonful of peanut butter. What's the difference? If you're saying celery tastes like, just eat a spoonful of ranch.
Because you feel healthy because you're eating the celery. Dude, get a little fiber in there.
Like, I remember in kindergarten, once a week we would have Doritos, and that was the best snack. And every other day would be a fruit or a vegetable. And when it was celeries and peanut butter, I was so hungry, but I would never eat it because it was disgusting. I would always give my celery and peanut butter to somebody else. It's the worst. I remember that to this day.
They brought you snacks at school?
Yeah, in kindergarten?
What?
You guys didn't get snacks?
No.
No, you had to bring your own.
No.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah.
No, you got snacks in kindergarten.
No,
first grade. No, you bring your own lunch.
No,
kindergarten. But in kindergarten, I had snack time.
No, we had to bring our snacks. But we only went a half a day.
I was there till 2 o'clock.
We had like two kindergarten classes. So you go half a day and then half a day. So you either morning class or afternoon class. Now they go a full day, but.
Yeah, the snacks were Doritos, Ants on a Log. We had peanuts.
How many kids picked off the raisins and ate it?
A lot. Yeah, a lot of kids. I like raisins.
I used to just eat raisins, but like raisins in other stuff I don't like.
What about like dried cranberries? Dude, your face was hilarious. You really don't like fruit and vegetables. How are you alive?
There's a vitamin supplement.
All right, that's it. All right, guys. Cheers. Good show.
Cheers.
See you next time.
Peace. Next time. Hey, I get the last word. Peace.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Peace.
Yeah.
Peace.
Yeah.